AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Today's episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Welcome to Stuff to Blow Your Mind from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hey, welcome to Stuff to Blow Your Mind. My name is Robert Lamb.
And I'm Julie Douglas.
And if you are listening to this podcast, you are in fact listening to it through tiny little tunnels of delicious earwax.
That's true. These sound waves have to make their way through earwax. And we discount this stuff. But today we're going to talk about the merits of it. We're going to talk about the smell of it,
yep,
which I didn't realize was a thing.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that I'd ever sniffed earwax, because I feel like you're really at your sniffing stage with bodily excretions at a far younger age. And I don't remember encountering earwax as a child. But I mean, that's more of your parents' domain, right, to deal with whatever your earwax situation is, or maybe the doctor. But then once you reach the age where you are removing your own earwax, hopefully you're at a point where you're not going to smell it a lot. That's my stance on the whole issue.
And if you do, that's fine. This is not a place of judgment.
Okay.
I will disclose, not that I smell like earwax, but that's one of those things that if I'm kind of thinking about something or I'm lost in my head, I will find that my finger is drifting up to my ear. And yeah. I'll sometimes be like, yeah, I'm at work. I don't need to be exploring my ear canals right now.
Well, as we get older, we have to explore our ear canals more, because all sorts of stuff goes wrong in there, right? I mean, you end up with like hair growing for no reason. You end up with, I mean, it has a reason, but there's a limit. Come on, body. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
the earwax can get a little out of control. I think we've all been in that situation where you've been around, an older individual, maybe somebody you know or related to, or maybe not, and you glimpse inside that ear and you'll see something just horrific, be it a big tuff of like rabbit fur growing out, or an orb of earwax just sitting there like it's a spaceship that's going to be launched out of the body and out into the void, crewed with all sorts of little organisms from the person's head.
Well, which is kind of like what we're going to talk about today, this sort of time capsule that the ear can sometimes contain. And according to Dr. Rick Teitz, an emergency room doctor, he said, I have over the years seen live and dead bugs, broken off Q-tips, mm-hmm, pieces of chocolate, nuts and cookies, toy parts, and some unidentifiable objects.
Yeah.
So, yes, sometimes things get stuck in there, and particularly when you're talking about toddlers, intentionally stuck in there.
Yeah, thankfully I have not experienced that firsthand yet, but, I mean, have you?
No, it was more about the nose.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm experiencing the nose big time, but...
Yeah, that is good times, by the way.
Yeah, so far it's just finger up there most of the day, but... But the ear canal and our sticking of things into it. One of the stories that always comes to mind when I think about Q-tips going into the ear or bugs going into the ear, which if you haven't experienced that, it can be pretty horrific because a bug gets in there and starts flapping its wings. It's mm-hmm. incredibly loud. John Hanning Speke, one of the gentlemen who discovered the source of the Nile, along with Captain Sir Richard Francis Burton, he was left temporarily deaf after a beetle crawled into his ear and he tried to remove it with a knife. Mm-hmm. This is in 1856 mm-hmm. during an Eastern African expedition to find the African Great Lakes. So I always think about that one whenever I because there was a rather horrific portrayal of it in the movie The Mountains of the Moon, which was about Speke and Burton.
Well, thank you, because this is high roach season in Georgia, where we live.
Yeah.
And they're scattering themselves all over the place, all over the floors.
And they're after our ear canals?
Yeah. I mean, it's a nice, safe refuge for them, right?
I mean, until we have to stab them with something and deafen ourselves. Or if you're going to actually do the correct thing, use some sort of like alcohol or oil or some sort of water. Don't
go to the doctor.
Or go to the doctor. But don't grab a knife and start stabbing at the beetle in your head.
No, don't try to recreate the 1800s.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So what exactly is earwax? This is kind of fascinating. It's actually a kind of sweat called cerumen, and apocrine sweat glands add protein and fats to sweat. Okay. And this is a kind of modified form of these sweat glands found in the ear canal, and its output is earwax.
Yeah. So this is, oil and protein, but about half of it is dead skin cells. Essentially, you can think of it this way. This is what I'm thinking about it anyway. Earwax is a river of dead skin cells flowing out of your ear.
Uh-huh.
Because if you did not have that outward flow, what would happen? You would just have a buildup of dead skin cells in your ear, right?
It's true. And that's good that you say it that way. It is a flow. In fact, the cells inside the ear canal are unique in the human body. They migrate. And according to Professor Shakil Saeed at London's Royal National Throat, Nose, and Ear Hospital, you could put an ink dot on the eardrum and then watch it move over a few weeks, and it would be carried out by the movement of these cells.
Huh.
So this is very intentional, this flow of amber earwax lava.
Stuff is dying in there. We have to get it out. Have to get it out of the ear canal, and so it follows the river of earwax.
Yeah, and the normal sort of movement of the jaw also helps it along in, you know, eating and talking. That assists with the movement. But let's talk about the more interesting aspects of it, which are the protective qualities.
Yeah, that's right. It's certainly it's moving the dead skin cells. It's helping to keep the canal clean overall. Mm-hmm. It's preventing it from itching.
Yeah, and it's lubricating it in that way.
Yeah.
So then it doesn't itch. And then it's kind of like a fly catcher for dirt and bacteria.
Yeah.
Which is so cool. Because, again, this stuff is maligned, right?
Mm-hmm.
We get Q-tips. We try to get it out of our ear. We're like, oh, it's disgusting. But in fact, it is protecting us. And between 1,000 to 2,000 glands produce antimicrobial peptides. It also contains lysozyme, an antibacterial enzyme capable of destroying bacterial cell walls. So it's not just ushering stuff out and catching stuff, but it's also kind of quashing it at certain moments and making sure that bacteria does not live in your body.
Yeah, because this is just another open doorway into the head, and therefore it makes sense that it should have certain protections in place.
Indeed.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to have a little more about the science of earwax, what our earwax can tell us about ourselves and others.
Shout out to Astapro for sponsoring this episode and providing us with free samples.
Rob, as the local host with allergies here, they sent you some of their nasal spray to treat your allergies. What was your experience like?
Yeah, that's right. I always wrestle with the pollen a bit when it rolls in during the spring. So they sent me the little nasal spray. I tried out the product and yeah, it sure did help me get on top of my symptoms for the day. And it's so fast acting, it was already kicking in before I left the house.
Astapro is a first-of-its-kind nasal allergy spray. It's the fastest 24-hour over-the-counter allergy spray. It starts working in 30 minutes, while other allergy sprays take hours. Astapro is the first and only 24-hour steroid-free allergy spray. Astapro delivers full prescription-strength indoor and outdoor allergy relief from nasal congestion, runny and itchy nose, and sneezing.
Get fast-acting nasal allergy symptom relief with Astapro. Go to astaproallergy.com for a discount so you can get Astapro and go today. Astepro allergy.com. Astapro and go. Use as directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies.
Today's episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast from Ruby Studio in partnership with Intel. Explore the future of technology that's rapidly evolving our world today with the help of AI. There's still so much work and research needed to fully understand the power and potential of AI, and Intel is at the forefront of implementing AI in revolutionary technology that's changing the world we live in for the better. In each episode, Graham interviews the minds transforming medicine and healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more while pioneering new uses for AI in these spaces. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Hey, we're back. Talking about earwax. Here's a little tidbit that I wasn't aware of until I was looking around for odd bits on earwax.
Mm-hmm.
And found out that in medieval times, earwax was actually used as a pigment component in the illumination of manuscripts, which...
Oh.
Instantly made me think of the various fictions where you'll encounter, and of course also occasionally real life examples of, say, a book that's bound in human skin or a book that's written in human blood.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never seen a horror movie or a horror story where there's some sort of mysterious volume that's written in human earwax.
So is it the preservative qualities of the fats in it?
I guess that might be part of it. I mean, there's not a whole lot of color to it.
Yeah.
I mean, as we'll discuss, we definitely would be talking about Western earwax here, so we'd be talking about of a that waxy yellow tint, but and it's going to get a little darker in age, so I could see it possibly playing into coloration as well. Or maybe you're just sitting there in the scriptorium all day, you're illuminating manuscripts, and occasionally your brush is going to go into the ear canal.
Uh-huh.
It's going to go in the nodes. It's going to go a lot of places. And it's going to make its way into the final version of the manuscript.
And then you have your Oprah aha moment.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So that's kind of the perfect segue into what we're about to talk about. And you had already mentioned that Western earwax is far different than someone from, say, East Asia.
Yes.
And this was borne out by scientists at the Monell Institute. And they were inspired to see if ethnic groups have different earwax odors, after they learned that the same gene controls both the person's underarm odor and the type of earwax that they make. So that's the place they were coming from. Does the earwax smell differently? They measured the concentration of 12 volatile organic compounds found in earwax in groups of East Asian and white men. And what they found is that if you are East Asian or Native American, it's likely to be dry and white and kind of flaky. But if you would describe yourself as white or black, your earwax would probably be yellow and sticky and smelly.
Yeah, my wife and I actually ran into a little of this when we brought our child in to see the pediatrician, because he is racially Han Chinese, and mm-hmm. we are Caucasian. And he initially had a certain amount of wax buildup in his ears that had to be taken care of. But the pediatrician had some difficulty figuring out exactly what was going on, mm-hmm. because I don't think she was as exposed as much to this East Asian variant of earwax, which is, again, flakier, drier, and therefore if you're looking into an ear and you're expecting to see Western earwax, you're going to be a little thrown for a curve if the material itself has a different consistency.
See, okay, and that's one of those things that you just don't know until you get in the ear canal, right?
Right.
So did she smell it?
I don't think she smelled it. I haven't smelled it either. Mm-hmm. But it would apparently have less of an odor, as would his sweat, which I'm all for. Anything to keep this child less stinky. Bring it on.
Yeah, and considering, again, that this is a variant of the apocrine sweat gland, and we know that apocrine sweat gland produces some really funky stuff.
Yes.
So it's not too crazy that your earwax might smell. But you're probably still wondering, like, why are those scientists sniffing earwax? Why do they think that's so important? Well, it turns out that the Institute, Monell Institute, studies a rare genetic disorder called maple syrup urine disease, which can be easily diagnosed through the scent of earwax compounds. And swabbing someone's ears is much simpler and cheaper than doing genetic testing. And when we talk about this maple syrup urine disease, it really literally your sweat and your earwax smells like maple syrup. Because it's a metabolism disorder and it's passed down through families in which the body can't break down certain parts of proteins. And it might seem like, oh, that's lovely. You just smell like maple syrup all the time. But in fact, it can be really dangerous, the disease. It can cause brain damage, coma, and cognitive disabilities.
So all of this makes sense, right? That earwax would provide some insight into what's going on genetically, because again, it's composed of dead skin cells. It contains the output of up to 2,000, different glands mm-hmm. working at once. So it's not just some stupid byproduct of the human body. It's a very telling byproduct of the human body.
Yeah, and the hope is that by examining this earwax, we can begin to tell more and more about someone's health and wellness. But because we're talking about these, again, portable time capsules telling us something about the body, and there's nothing more indicative of this ability than whales and their gigantic earplugs of earwax.
Yeah, and it really is like an earplug composed of their own earwax that they accumulate throughout their entire life. And they eventually reach a size of, like 24 centimeters in length.
Yeah, they're huge.
Yeah.
And unlike humans, you know, which we shed our earwax and our dead skin cells, these filter feeding whales do retain it their entire lives. And so what happens is that it's recording life events similarly to the rings of a tree.
And in fact, they've known for a while that this is a good way to tell how old a whale was. Just see how big the earplug is, but now
yeah,
we can tell even more.
Exactly, because the wax is laid down in light and dark bands, with each band correlating roughly to a 6-month period. So all of that can be examined and you can figure out what's going on. Sasha Usenko, an environmental scientist at Baylor University in Waco, Texas, extracted an earplug from a blue whale. It was killed in a collision with a ship off the coast of Santa Barbara in California. And that plug of earwax was a nice, big, healthy 24.5 centimeters long. What they found is that this 12-year-old male had come into contact with 16 different pollutants like pesticides and flame retardants.
Wow. So you can look at this thing, which is, again, like a core sample of the different sedimentary
yeah.
layers in this creature's life. It's a timeline, a waxy timeline of its life. You can see where has it come into contact with pollutants? You can see where has it had a lot of stress? Where can you mm-hmm. see the stress hormones in the wax sample?
Yeah, you can even see the testosterone surge indicating when it was maturing. And then, as you say, yeah, these cortisol levels going up, doubling in some cases. In fact, one of the biggest peaks in stress hormone cortisol that they saw was right after the whale had reached sexual maturity, about 10 years old, suggesting that there was stress from sexual competition.
You can even see the amount of pollutants and hormones transferred to the whale from its mother while it was inside her.
And apparently the majority of those contaminants, of those bits of chemical pollutants, were transferred during that time.
Huh. So this is, of course, all very useful information in studying the blue whale, in trying to figure out how we can keep the population of blue whales from shrinking even further. It's already far smaller than it needs to be.
Yeah, and even the effects of pollution, because although flame retardant has been banned for 50 years, it's apparently still out there, the particles of it in the ocean. So we've talked about this before, the ocean being this great, big, unexplored area for us. We don't have a great understanding of the breadth and depth of it and how our environment impacts it. And this is just one other indication of how stuff that we just use on a regular basis really has a long-term impact.
Indeed. I mean, the shadow cast by any of these pollutants is far greater than we typically realize.
Indeed.
Today's episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast from Ruby Studio in partnership with Intel. Explore the future of technology that's rapidly evolving our world today with the help of AI. There's still so much work and research needed to fully understand the power and potential of AI, and Intel is at the forefront of implementing AI in revolutionary technology that's changing the world we live in for the better. In each episode, Graham interviews the minds transforming medicine and healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more while pioneering new uses for AI in these spaces. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, but back to the earwax in humans.
Yes.
I think we should probably end this podcast by saying, obviously, don't pick up that Q-tip as much as you want to and jam it into your ear canal. And please, please do not get an ear cone and engage in what's called ear candling, which we've talked about at length.
Yeah. You've done it before, right?
I've done it before. And there's something wrong when you have your head tipped over and you have something on fire in your ear. You know that shouldn't be going on.
Yeah. And the flame on these things climbs pretty high. It's not really, I mean, it's, to be honest, the sensation is kind of interesting. Mm-hmm. I won't say that I hated having my ear candled, but it also felt very dangerous. Like we're going to catch the house on fire at any given moment doing this, and ultimately it doesn't really do any good. In fact, it can actually harm you. The FDA warns that not only can ear candles lead to obviously burns, they can also block the ear canal or perforate the eardrum. So there's really no reason to do it.
You don't want to explain that in the ER situation, right?
Yeah. So I decided to candle my ear hole. And they're like, all right, go get in that line.
I just got ear candled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the Q-tip, of course, that's still a cautionary thing there. I mean, the package says don't stick it in your ear, which leads to the question, what are we supposed to be using them for?
I always think just the outside of the ear, the little maze around the actual ear canal. Sure.
Okay, that's valid. That's a good place to use it.
Yeah.
You know, I've heard of individuals who have traveled to other countries. I think this particular friend of a friend went to Eastern Europe, and they went to the store. They were staying there for an extended period of time. No Q-tips. So he was like, well, what am I going to do? How am I going to clean my ears? So he ended up just getting pieces of tissue and then, twisting it up and then trying to clean his ears that way.
Mm-hmm.
Doing that, he ended up getting tissue caught in his ear, stuck in his ear canal, and then had to go to the doctor for that. So that raises the question, well, if we live in a world without Q-tips, then we'd still stick things in our ears and we'd still have to go to the emergency room. I don't know.
I feel like the ER there would probably be like, another American tried to DIY a Q-tip. That's my Eastern European.
That's good. That's good. I was buying it.
Yeah.
And if you need a little something else to encourage you not to go digging around with a Q-tip, I recommend seeking out the scene in the most recent season, I think it is, of Girls.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, where she ends up going a little too deep with the Q-tip and then has to do the other ear to cancel it out.
Well, she has obsessive compulsive disorder, which is why she's jamming it into her ear in the first place.
But like a lot of that show is painful to watch, but that scene in particular was painful on a very physical level, because you're just going, oh, don't do that to your ears.
Yeah.
Hannah.
Yeah. And if you really need to do that, you feel like you've got an earwax problem, you got to go see the doctor.
Exactly.
Right. And
yep.
In fact, there's a great little video that I sent you, and I say great, meaning awful, which shows a professional extraction of a giant chunk of earwax. And it looks like, when they're taking it out, it looks like a croissant that's been stuffed into someone's ear.
Ugh.
Can you imagine?
I can imagine,
and
I can picture it, because you made me watch the video. Are we going to turn that video into a Science on the Web episode?
I think so.
Yeah.
All
right. Well,
must be done.
Look forward to that, everyone. In the meantime, and certainly if you want to go ahead and see if that video has published yet, and it may have, who knows what the timeline is on this sort of thing, go to stufftoblowyourmind.com. That is where you will find all the podcast episodes. That's where you'll find links out to our various social media accounts. You'll find our blog posts, videos, everything you could want to know about Julie and myself. And, we'd like to hear from you on this earwax situation.
Yeah, it's a safe place. You can send us your thoughts on it. You can let us know what the consistency and the smell is, if you happen to know that. Any odd earwax stories, we're game for them. And you can do that by sending an email to blowthemind@howstuffworks.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit howstuffworks.com.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.